It's Wednesday, October 23rd. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor delivers a stunning 9-hour testimony before Congress that confirms there was indeed a quid pro quo demand during Trump's now infamous call with Ukraine's president. Meanwhile, buoyed by the youth vote, Bernie Sanders is back in the number 2 spot in a new national 2020 poll. And lastly, the death toll in Chile rises to 15 as protesters demand reforms for a fifth straight day.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
An explosive closed-door testimony on Tuesday from Bill Taylor, a career diplomat, could begin a sea change in House Democrats' impeachment inquiry against Donald Trump. During a July phone call with EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland, Taylor says he was told that a failure by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to publicly announce he would launch an investigation into Joe Biden would set off a deterioration of U.S.-Ukraine relations. Taylor said that Sondland told him that Zelensky would not be invited to the White House and military aid would be withheld unless he made the statement. Quote, Sondland said that President Trump wanted President Zelensky in a public box by making a public statement about ordering such investigations, unquote. Representative Harley Ruda, a member of the Oversight Committee, told Politico the body language of the people hearing it was holy shit, seriously, unquote. Democrats who were in the room said Taylor's testimony described a clear connection between U.S. foreign policy and Trump's political goals, calling it the most damaging testimony yet. Bernie Sanders has regained the number 2 spot in the 2020 Democratic presidential primary and continues to dominate the field among young voters, according to a national Emerson tracking poll released on Tuesday. The survey shows a tight race at the top, with Joe Biden polling at 27%, Sanders at 25%, and Elizabeth Warren at 21%. The poll puts Sanders' support among voters between the ages of 18 and 29 at 45%. Warren and Biden trailed far behind at 17% and 12%, respectively. Emerson's October survey comes in the wake of a strong performance by Sanders last week at the presidential debate in Ohio and after his Bernie's Back rally on Saturday, where Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez officially endorsed him for president.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
The Associated Press is reporting that the Chilean government has raised the death toll to 15 as protests rage throughout the country for the fifth day in a row. Unrest broke out last week when a 4% increase in subway fares led to students jumping over turnstiles in protest, and the next day demonstrations turned violent as protesters started setting fire to subway stations and buses. In response, Chile's right-wing billionaire president Sebastián Piñera announced a program Tuesday night that calls for slight increases in the lowest incomes and increased taxes on the wealthiest in the country. However, about half of Chile's 16 regions are still under an emergency decree and military curfew, the first time a curfew has been used since the country returned to democracy in 1990. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Focus groups conducted by Pete Buttigieg's 2020 campaign over the summer found that being gay was, quote, a barrier for Black South Carolina Democratic primary voters, particularly for the men, some of whom McClatchy reports seemed, quote, deeply uncomfortable even discussing it. From The Guardian, the British Parliament voted to reject the government's timetable for the passage of a bill that would implement Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal. Johnson suggested earlier that he would seek a general election if he lost. The Trump administration has announced a controversial new plan to divert water to California farmers. The move is opposed by federal biologists who say the plan will drive endangered salmon closer to extinction and cause further harm to the Sacramento River ecosystem. And finally, Bernie Sanders told The Intercept on Tuesday that if elected president in 2020, he'd refuse to use the repressive century-old Espionage Act to prosecute whistleblowers. Sanders' announcement was applauded by press freedom advocates and former NSA contractor Edward Snowden.
Quicker! Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Hi, folks. I'll be in Las Vegas this week covering the Mass Torts Conference, where I'll be talking with trial lawyers about different stories of corporate malfeasance from around the country. Check it out.